En la noche de hoy vamos a tener a una invitada muy especial y esto más que nada porque también estamos celebrando el mes de la historia de la mujer y una de las artistas que va a estar con nosotros participando en esta celebración es la cantante mexicana que reside hoy en día en la ciudad de Nueva York, es Magos Herrera, es una artista que no solamente es vocalista, sino también compositora, productora, educadora y tiene un rol muy importante en las Naciones Unidas. Vamos a conversar con ella, vamos a ver si me escuchas. Magos, ¿me escuchas?
Sí, te escucho perfecto.
Ah, qué bueno, muy buenas tardes. Pues, bueno, te voy a decir buenas noches porque el programa va a salir en la noche del domingo. ¿Cómo estás? Buenas noches y bienvenida a Tertulia. ¿Cómo te va?
Encantada, Raquel, muy bien, muchas gracias. Gracias por abrir micrófono para anunciar este concierto.
Sí, y también conversar contigo, no solamente anunciar el concierto, sino vamos a hablar un poquito sobre tu carrera musical. ¿Te parece bien? ¿Verdad?
Con muchísimo gusto, Raquel. Todavía no estamos al aire, ¿verdad?
Sí, ya estamos en el aire, sí,
Ah,
ajá,
ya
sí.
estamos grabando. Ok,
Ajá,
perfecto.
sí, estamos. Sí, ya empezamos la grabación. Y vamos, ¿qué te parece si la hacemos en inglés también para así poder incluir a nuestra audiencia angloparlante? Nuestra audiencia es bastante mezclada entre hispanos y no hispanos, así que para no perder mucho tiempo en la traducción, hagámoslo en inglés y así podemos conversar más tiempo. I was mentioning to my guest tonight, Magos Herrera, that we are going to have a great conversation and we're going to do it in English because in this way we can save a little bit of time not translating and maybe we can talk a lot more about her music. Magos Herrera is a very well-known jazz singer. She was born in Mexico, La Ciudad de Mexico, and nowadays she resides in New York City. She is a songwriter, producer, educator. She has a very important role in the United Nations regarding women's rights, and we're going to talk about that too. And she sings in three languages: English, Spanish, and Portuguese. Yay! That's great. And welcome, Magos. Welcome to Tertulia.
Thank you so much, Raquel. Very happy to be here, and hello to everyone that is listening here.
Very good, very good. When you were living in Mexico before you came to the United States, did you sing already in this style of jazzy blend with Latin music, or you had a different style?
I think always I have had the same, let's say, the same grounding, the same background in terms of how I frame my work. And with no doubt, the idea of approach it with a jazz sphere idea has been always constant, in the sense that, voice as an instrument is, something that I really care about, the kind of musicians I surrounded by. But definitely by moving to New York, things, the music also shaped accordingly. As we all know, New York has a very specific vein of how to approach music, especially in the jazz scene. So for sure, when I moved to New York, my first recordings that I produced there had a very New York jazz sound. And then, things evolve, change, circulate. I tried not to be limited by my own ideas, but to really explore and go beyond my preconceptions. And I've done chamber music, recordings with chamber music musicians, with quartets. So I think, yeah, I mean, just long story short, I think that always the spirit is the same, and it comes from the same, artistic conception, being, a Latin American woman, grounded in jazz, but also, you know, crossing borders between genres.
Mm-hmm. And back in 2009, your album Distancia was nominated for the Best Jazz Vocal Album Grammy Award. And in this song, there's a particular song that we're going to listen to, Tus Ojos. Is this one of your own compositions, Maus?
That's right, Raquel. This is the first album that I record since I moved to New York. And it's called Distancia because I, you know, I moved away from my hometown. And yes, Tus Ojos, it's my composition.
Can you tell us a little bit about it? What inspired you for
sure.
that song, for that particular song?
You know, it was Tus Ojos means your eyes, and we all know that the eyes are the windows of the soul.
Right.
And this was dedicated to a very, you know, dear person that lost his dad. So it's, you know, it's kind of like a piece that invites this person to have hope, to reinvent himself, and to believe that, you know, everything is perfect and that there is a cycle for things.
Right. We're going to listen to part of this and then we'll continue our conversation.
Triste canción y el corazón cansado, tu rostro como la noche guarda en silencio todo el mar. Ven, te puedo abrazar, de que el tiempo. Alegría y un pensamiento la ropo. Ven, te puedo abrazar, de que el tiempo hablar. Ven, de que el sol brillar y el viento secar tus lágrimas.
And that is the voice of Magos Herrera with one of her own compositions, Tus Ojos, Your Eyes. And then after this song, and you are living already in New York City at this time, and you had another production. I do not know if it was He for She, or did you have another album in between these two, Magos?
I have four albums in between.
Oh,
two albums in between.
Oh.
Yeah, so after Distancia, I recorded México Azul, which was an album commissioned to celebrate the centenary of Mexico, of independence, and that was, you know, a celebration of the Mexican heritage.
Was it recorded in Mexico? Did you record it there in Mexico?
No, it was recorded in New York. In New York, and it celebrates the cinema golden era in Mexico. And then I recorded another album with Javier Limón, a duo album called Done, with this Spanish guitar player and producer, which was a beautiful experience too. And then we recorded He for She,
also
with Javier Limón and guests. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, because I see in this album that you have several guests, and I love the style, the guitar of Javier Limón. I had a chance to listen to online some of your other music with him by but this particular one, he for she, is also something that is related to work that you had in mind to help with the rights of the women? Is this related to that from with the United Nations work?
Yeah. Absolutely, Raquel. This album was recorded to, it's an album DVD, and that was an album to, you know, in collaboration with UN Women and Sony Music to support the He For She campaign that derived from UN Unite campaign to stop violence against women. And He For She was an initiative to involve men in the conversation. to change paradigms. So we recorded this album, you know, we invited, you know, like very special guests from, or important voices from the Latin American scene. And they were musical dialogues, musical conversations in a spirit of showing or using a metaphor through music, how dialogue is possible to create and change paradigms.
Mm-hmm. Now, you are a spokesperson for the United Nations Women Unite, which, as you said, promotes the elimination of violence against women. And have you been doing a lot more work now these days with this purpose, with this goal of eliminating violence against women?
Well, you know, actively, every time we tour, every time we, you know, we do have that in our agenda. Actively, of course, with the pandemic, we haven't been able to tour, of course. But now we're gonna have. I mean, we recorded He For She, and then we tour for several years in different universities around the world to create awareness. You know, concerts and create awareness with the new generations in music to create awareness about equality and some other initiatives, you know, in media and so forth. But now there is a very important forum coming next week that it's really, really important because it's, you know, after Beijing 25 years ago, this is going to be the place where the new agenda for UN in terms of gender equality is going to be designed. So we're going to be part of that. So I'm very happy that this is happening. I mean, it was supposed to take place last year, but now this is going to be in Mexico. Of course, half virtual, half in person. But yeah, this is the next thing.
Very good. That's great to hear. The song that we're going to listen to now comes from this album, He For She, and on this particular one, you are accompanied by Chabuco. Who is Chabuco?
Chabuco, it's an incredible artist. I really like him. He's a very soulful singer from Colombia. Has a very, how would I say it? He's very powerful, and in the way he sings and the way he embraced his Colombian spirit, he's amazing. And and we recorded in He For She this beautiful, beautiful song by it's a poem by Nicolás Guillén, one of the greatest poets in Cuba, and it was musicalized by also the incredible and amazing Pablo Milanés. This is the Que Callada Manera, and in a way it talks about de que callada manera means quietly, you know, quietly, how quietly and carefully you approach to me. And it was kind of in a very poetic way, of course, and it was a way to, again, use this as a metaphor on how can we approach to each other with respect, kindness, and beauty, you know.
Yes. So this is De Que Callada Manera with Magos Herrera and Chabuco.
Con todos vosotros, el gran Chabuco.
De Que Callada Manera se me adentra usted sonriendo como si fuera la primavera, Magos. yo muriendo, y de qué modo sutil me derramó en la camisa todas las flores de abril.
¿Quién le dijo que yo era risa siempre, nunca llanto, como si fuera la primavera? No soy tanto. En cambio, qué espiritual que usted me brinde una rosa de su jardín principal.
De qué callada manera se me adentra usted sonriendo, como si fuera la primavera. Yo muriendo, yo muriendo. De qué callada manera se me adentra usted sonriendo, como si fuera la primavera. Yo muriendo, yo muriendo.
Era un deque con queque, era un deque con queque, era un deque con queque. Primavera y yo muriendo, y de qué modo sutil me regaló en la camisa todas las flores de abril.
¿Quién le dijo que yo era risa siempre, nunca llanto, como si fuera la primavera? No soy tanto. Y en cambio, qué espiritual que usted me brinde una rosa de su jardín. De qué callada manera se me adentra usted sonriendo, como si fuera la primavera.
Me encanta el ritmo de esta canción. I love the rhythms. It has a lot of the Latin percussion magos, and the combination of both your voices, it's very harmonious. And I love the timbre of your voice. It's, I don't know, it's so warm. But thank you for that.
Oh, thank you, Raquel. We had a lot of fun, as you can as you can hear with the hair.
Yeah, so I know.
The beauty of this recording was that it was like that, exactly as you hear it. It was very casual, and you know, we had Fito Páez, we had Eugenia León, Chabuco, some friends from New York like Gregor Amaré, Oren Atkins, Rogerio Boccato, Sochelle Vasandani. And it was super fun because it was, you know, like literally on the spot, you know, sitting in and recording, you know, with a super tiny audience. And it was really, really fun. And the beauty that, you know, all these friends came together to serve this purpose of the UN campaign and you know, the beauty of seeing how there is a lot of people wanting to change paradigm.
Yes. Magos Herrera is our guest tonight, and she will be performing on April 17 at 3 p.m. at the Academy of Music Theater in Northampton. This will be a virtual event, streaming live at 3 p.m. And you can find more information by visiting their website, aomtheater.com or thirdrow.com. Live. Magos, then in the year 2018, there was another release. This is Magos Herrera and Brooklyn Rider. Tell us a little bit about this album, please.
Sure. Well, this is a beautiful exploration and an incredible journey in collaboration with one of my favorite string quartets, which is Brooklyn Rider. Gorgeous musicians, incredible artists, and we decided to do this project as a response of my perspective towards Trump America back then, when you know, the idea of criminalizing the idea of migration, you know, basically. Mm-hmm. So this is an album that intends to, you know, it was a collection of pieces from Latin American and, you know, Ibero-American, you know, from Spain and Latin America, poets and songwriters that survived dictatorships and that they were affected by them some way or another, and that their words, their incredible words of inclusion, democracy, diversity still resonate till these days, and we cannot forget and take anything for granted. So we have, you know, from Octavio Paz, that I musicalized some pieces, some poems, to Caetano Veloso, to Federico García Lorca. And so it was, you know, in a way to put this incredible, gorgeous repertoire featuring, you know, the beauty and the dignity of Iberoamérica.
And in this particular album, Magos, you have several songs in Portuguese also. We're going to listen to this song, O Vim da Bahia. And your Portuguese comes from?
my husband is Brazilian, so yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Eu vim da Bahia cantar, eu vim da Bahia contar tanta coisa bonita que tem na Bahia, que é meu lugar. Tem meu chão, tem meu céu, tem meu mar. Bahia que vive pra dizer como é que faz pra viver, onde a gente não tem pra comer, mas de fome não morre. Porque na Bahia tem Maema, já de outro lado, sem outro bom fim, que ajuda o baiano a viver, pra cantar, pra sambar, pra valer, pra morrer de alegria, na festa de rua, na samba de roda, na noite de lua, no canto do mar. Eu vim da Bahia, mas eu volto pra lá. Eu vim da Bahia, mas se algum dia eu volto pra lá.
Magos, back in 1992, this is what I read, you graduated from the Musicians Institute in Los Angeles, and later you studied with a Russian opera teacher, and then you moved to Boston to study contemporary improvisation. In this most recent production, Con Alma, I heard that you have a lot of operatic compositions, interpretations with Paola Prestini. This is quite different from all your previous albums.
It is, Raquel, basically what, I mean, for many reasons. First of all, because Paola Prestini, which is an incredible composer and a very dear friend, comes from, you know, new music, classical training, at Juilliard, and this is an album that was created from isolation, during isolation last year, since the pandemic started, and we decided to do this collaboration as a way to transform or transmute our experience during isolation, and this was the result. You know, we wanted to give like an idea of the general experience. You know, this is a collective experience. So this is an album that includes Paola's pieces written for choirs, female choirs. So we have choirs from Europe, the New York children's people choir from New York, Constellation Core in Brooklyn. So all these pieces written by Paola, and from my end, I collaborate with, you know, musicians, you know, with one of the most beautiful orchestras in Mexico, Orquesta Sinfónica de Minería, for some Mexican classics and some jazz standards classic, one of them being Con Alma by Dizzy Gillespie, and then two originals by myself with incredible soloists like Jeff Sagler, a former cellist from Kronos Quartet, and Kinan Asmet from Yo-Yo Ma's Silk Road Ensemble. So it's, you know, it's a vast collaboration where we wanted to reflect a collective experience of what is happening you know, from isolation. It was recorded from isolation from different continents. And it was, you know, a very, very hard and complicated production. But we did it and we presented it. I mean, it's an album, but also this was shared as a virtual experience in December, live. From isolation, so I was in San Miguel de Allende then, and then some people in New York. You know, it was a very interesting virtual presentation, and this is and it's called, you know, Con Alma, an operatic tableau from isolation. I also sing in Paola's pieces with the choirs, and it was a super interesting outcome, you know, how to put, you know, and in order to serve the story.
Will you be interpreting some of these songs in your presentation coming up on April 17th, or are you going to base it
all? We will.
You will?
We will, not the choir part, but my original pieces, and of course these will be adapted with my band. You know, I won't bring Orquesta Sinfónica, I mean, you know, we're going to adapt this to small format version.
Oh, very well, very well. All righty, so we have been talking with Mago Serrera. Remember that she will be performing at the Academy of Music Theater in Northampton. This will be on April 17th at 3 p.m., and this is going to be streaming live directly from the theater, and you can purchase your tickets and join Magos at 3 p.m. April 17th. And for more information, you may visit the webpage aomtheater.com. Information about the artist and about also the tickets. Magos, ha sido un placer conversar contigo. Muchísimas gracias. Y siempre deseándote buena suerte y buena salud.
Igualmente, Raquel, muchas gracias. Un saludo para ti, para todo tu público. Y los esperamos el 17 de abril en este streaming que va a ser muy especial. Vamos a poder, maybe I should say this in English.
Sure.
I really look forward to this live streaming. You know, for 1 year we've been putting music together in the distance, and this is a beautiful opportunity to come together with my band to offer music to you all. And it's unique in the sense that the way you guys see us, are going to be able to see us in the screen, we're going to be able to see you in some screens in front of us. So it's going to be very special. So I invite you, everyone, to join us on April 17th for these two sets.
Thank you so very much, Magos. Thank you for taking the time to call us as well. And always best of luck.
Muchas gracias, Raquel. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.